Dear friends in Jesus Christ, first of all, thank you for your presence today. The inauguration of the church, the Pentecost. We are actually in a festival atmosphere. Many joyful celebrations coming together. The Pentecost, Your Majesty, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee after 70 years of service. Our 42 children going to be received the certificates. The church is so beautifully decorated. Thanks to you all, especially I take a very special regard to Jean Dendit, who worked maybe 4 or 5 days in order to beautify this Jean. I thank you in a very special way, Jean. And also the First Holy Communion, and we have Ann Colgan. I pray for you and thank you from the bottom of my heart. As well, together with Anne, Steve, Lynn is not here today. As well, Mary Broadheart, who did a marvelous work for the 28 children who received the confirmation, which the bishop was so pleased. I thank you in a very special way. Thank you for your presence again, Deacon Ray. So also today, some of the new altar service are on the altar on the day of the Pentecost. For everything, I thank God. And also inviting you all after the Holy Eucharist, share the buffet with us. Those who have donated, participated, contributed in all these actions, I'm very much indebted to you, thankful to you, and pray for you. The Holy Spirit is the most important person in the earth, appointed to continue the work of Jesus Christ. Somehow we have forgotten the Holy Spirit. We prayed, we meditated upon God the Father, Jesus Christ, but we, the West and East as well, the church, forgot to meditate upon the Holy Spirit, which was a great, great mistake. We all need to acknowledge. And the Spirit is the answer to everything, everything. If we buy any electronic items, on the cover it is being printed, the battery is included. The Holy Spirit is the battery. That's why it is being called the dunamis. It's just like a dynamite, the power. And the Spirit, we need to cooperate the work of the Spirit. That's all. The first thing, the Spirit was given at the time of sadness, the time of pain, the time of void and nothingness. whatever we, whomever we are, if we feel some void, nothingness, inability, incapacity, we need to pray to the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, always, the Spirit was given at the time of sadness, an answer to the people. We sometimes, the Christians are called the wet Christians, or called the Christians, or the asbestos Christians. We need to fire what we have. Moses spent 40 years with Jethro. He was in the same situation, nothing, every day shepherding. And God said they promised to him, everything will happen, but nothing happened. What a terrible situation. You believe in God, and you prayed to God, and God promised this will come, and nothing came. This is the situation of me and you. But there came a fire. Fire on the mountain of Sinai. That's the fire we need. That's the fire. This fire is the answer to everything. Everything. The fire has to inflame in our life. And secondly, the fire was given as an answer to the waiting. Even Mother Mary waited. Mother Mary, filled with the Holy Spirit, she should have said, "No, I do not stay with the disciples because I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Why should I?" But even she waited together with the disciples. We need to wait, pray and wait. All have to wait in their life. Wait in prayer. And thirdly, it is Jesus who has asked to wait. After the ascension, he said, "Don't leave Jerusalem. Go to Jerusalem, where I was. Stay there. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Until you receive the Holy Spirit, don't move anywhere." It is Jesus who said. So if Jesus has said a promise, he would give, and it has to come. Therefore, prayer to the Holy Spirit is very important. And the Spirit came, or fire fell, not into the upper room, but the fire fell into each person. It has placed in the upper room. It is placed into each person's personal life. There was only one sound, one wind, one fire. Not many fire, not many sound, not many wind. So the same fire has to come into our life. We don't need to pray to another Holy Spirit. We need to pray, enkindle the Spirit within us. Dear friends, we have the power, enormous power. The Christians are the most powerful people in the world. The greatest sin is that we don't realize that the Spirit working in us. We need to empower the Spirit. We need to ask the Spirit. That's why your body is the temple of the Spirit. We need to know there's a Spirit working in us. So we need not be sad. We need not be hopeless. We need not say, "I don't have power. I don't have energy. I don't have anything. Everything is blocked. I don't see any future. No. No Christian can say there is no hope. No Christian can ever say, I don't have power. No Christian can say that everything is closed. I am depressed. No Christian can say, I am depressed. But he can say, I am joyful person because the Spirit is working in us. We need to motivate the Spirit within us. Today we celebrate the 70 years of service and inspirational leadership of our country. Jubilees are for memories and thanksgiving. And this Platinum Jubilee overflows with both. Today we thank God for all the years of astonishing service that have been given by Her Majesty. From that day of her solemn anointing, there was a very beautiful article in the newspaper which says about the anointing of Her Majesty 70 years back, which was reproduced in the television. It was a very secret. It was just like an anointing of the king. And the calmness that she carries always with her arises from a soul at peace, rooted in a trust of God, inspired by her Christian faith, of which she speaks so eloquently and demonstrates so faithfully. I quote her, "Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God." Her selfless and dedication to duty is beyond compare. As we give thanks this year, this time, for the faithfulness and services of Her Majesty, the Queen, to the nation and to the Commonwealth, we thank the one who inspires her and give us the supreme pattern of service, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose service is perfect freedom, in him be power and glory. Amen.